Rabbi has a question. He'd be caught the tanur. If he roll over a dot, you have it come sit down. Come. Here, you have a Shabbat. You get him a Gemara Shabbat. Here. If he roll over a dot, Kaidim Shiavu de Chiv Chatat, Allah hit you. Amway Rabacha bar Abaye bar Avino, Hechi Dami. What was the case? Elaim b'shayig v'loyit kilei. If it's b'shayig and he didn't remember, so Lamad is here. I mean, he doesn't know. So Lamad is here. He didn't do it. He doesn't know he did anything wrong. No, what? No, he's not coming to ask. But we have to say yes or no. He doesn't know the difference. Who says in the mail? What's who? You asking Yishayel about? Hetiru means the guy asks, and you're telling him. This guy isn't asking anything. You know why? He doesn't know to ask. He put it out. He's going to take it back in. There's nothing to talk about. The El Olav, the Ahad, the Yitzir. Ahad means Chazer. Chazar was a Zachar. Ahad. He was Chazer and he remembered. Chazer means he retracted. He was Shogeg, but he retracted. Chazar. And then he remembered. Chazer the Yitzir. What do you mean?
Shabbos.
He remembers, now Shabbos, now what do I do? He put it in thinking it's mutter. Then he chop, what do I mean? It's Shabbos now, now I'll do this. No, 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 told nothing. He woke up in the middle of the night thinking that it's Sunday because he got confused. And then he put it in.
Inside the tanur?
Inside the tanur.
The bread?
In the bread.
He opened the tanur?
He opened the tanur.
Not the fire.
He opened the tanur and he put bread in and it's fire there ready. Now he's going to be over chiyuv. He's going to be over if we let him do it. He's over in aveira.
Yeah.
So what do we do? The question is, do we let him take, do we let him do the diyas apat, which be'emet is either drabona or the right, we spoke about it. Do we let him do it in order he shouldn't do it aveira? So tomorrow, what's the case? In the chogeg, so there's nothing we'll talk about anyway. How am I? Chaz of the Itzker. Mina Chayiv. He's not Chayiv anyway. Meaning not Chayiv a carbon. Rashi Chatat. You see, Mina Chayiv. Rashi puts in
Chatat.
You hear? Why does Rashi put in the word Chatat? Because Itzker there is. Chiyuv, carbon. And carbon is not. You see, the word Chiyuv is what? Carbon. And carbon is the shayla.
Isser
is something else. Isser is Isser. Chiyuv is Chiyuv. Isser would be the Isser of Shabbat. Chiyuv is always the word legabi carbon, and the shayla is legabi carbon, and that Marzi Achayiv of carbon anyway. This is Pashup Shat in the Gemara. You see? The Chayiv says Rashi, what is Chayiv? Chatos the Afiyato, with its baking. Says the Gemara, you're not Chayiv anyway. Why? You need Chila Vesayfa. Chila Tamalacha. Now, what does Rashi want with this? Tchila tamalacha v'saifa, huh? Broken. What's tchila tamalacha? Look at Rashi.
Can I take yours?
Yes. Kol chai v'chatot, you hear? Kol chai v'chatot, ein chayovim, ad shetei tchilatan shkaga, v'sofon shkaga. So what does Rashi say? Tchilata v'sofa. Now, first of all, notice that Rashi has a different gist than the Gemara.
Yes.
The Gemara is Tchilatan v'Sofan, and Rashi has Tchila and Sofa.
Yes.
Okay. And Rashi explains, what does that mean? Tchila Tamalacha v'Sofa. Now, I'm asking you, what else could it mean? I mean, what does Rashi want here exactly? What is Tchilatan and Sofan?
Before
it's malacha,
after
them
went to
Malacha. What's malacha? I mean, what else is it? Well, wait, tchilat what? Unless maybe Rashi doesn't want you to think. What's the shot here? The Gemara told you. Kol chay v'chatot, einan chayavim, ad shetehei tchilatan.
You might think.
Shkaga v'sofan shkaga. So Rashi, first of all, doesn't say tchilatan.
Yes.
Rashi says tchilata. So tchilatan means the malacha. Meaning, because tchilatan means it's going back on the chay v'chatot. right?
Right.
It would be more like the person, like Chai v'chatot, chilatan v'sofan. So Rashi's not going back on the person, it's going back on the malach. And I guess there would be a havamina that the person had to be a shogeg mitchila, and I guess a shogeg would sof. I'm not sure. Yeah, but the problem is, I mean, then he wouldn't be bringing carbon. I don't know exactly what the havamina.
From the Gemara. It's not from the
Gemara. Unless you learn that he had to have some shogeg in the beginning when he did it. So, in other words, why does Rashi have to tell me? First of all, Rashi changed the gear, right? Obviously, because the gear, the way it is, could make a mistake. What can you make a mistake? You could say, Tchilatan is the person. The person needs, the Chai V'chatot needs that he should be Tchilatan and Sofan. It's going back on the person. Says Rashi, no, it's Tchilata. It's going back on the Malacha. It's Tchilatan and Sofan, right? Now, why does Rashi say he's going back on the Malacha? I guess what he wants to say is, you shouldn't think that it means that he had to be a shogeg before, and when he brings the carbon, or right before he brings the carbon, he has to be a shogeg again, and then someone has to tell him, by the way, you have to bring a carbon, and he brings the carbon. Something like that. I'm not even trying to say it. If he's a shogeg, then he's not bringing the carbon, right? It says, plus it's on the malach. I don't know what Rashi, unless Rashi's just saying why he changed the gisa, maybe. Unless Rashi's just trying to say why he changed the gisa. The reason why he changed the gisa is because it has to be going back on the, I guess. Otherwise, I don't really understand what the chiddush is yet.
Yeah, there's no chiddush there.
Of course it's tchila v'sofa on the malach. What else and where else?
We בתחילה וסופה של מלאכה זה גם תחילה וסופה של אדם אותו דבר
הלם then you dia or say to hell again
maze
he didn't know that he was tummy or he didn't know that there was a base to make the cases were that there was a hell at the end also you could have had a case of chatos that he forgot it was Shabbos here then all of a sudden somebody reminded him it was Shabbos and then at the end he forgot he came and he said oh you know something who said it's not allowed on Shabbos maybe I'm allowed to do it on Shabbos or whatever it is.
And what's going to be according to Rashi the same thing?
But because that's not true. It doesn't make a difference. It's by the malacha. It's not with the person. It's not like by tumah that has to do with the person. It's a din in the malacha, that the malacha had to be done shaking from the beginning till the end.
No, but even if you have a mezid in the middle, but at the end was so far, it's the same thing like Rashi. Because Rashi said, tchilata be
no, that's... No, when Rashi says tchilu v'sayv, there is no middle. Tchilu v'sayv, the whole thing. It has to be the whole way through.
But they remember and forgot. So that challah was in shogeg.
It says, what happens in case the person had a shogeg after the malach? He was a shogeg, you know, let's say a person was a shogeg the whole time, but he was amazed afterwards. Meaning he realized afterwards he did a chil Shabbos.
And then he forgot and he took on, he did another one.
From the Gemara's lashon, you would say, you know what, the guy's got a shogeg, would say. Which isn't true in Hilchas Shabbos, it's only true in Hilchas Tumah. In Hilchas Tumah, the guy realized, he didn't realize, here's not again to realization, here's the halacha and shaking in the Maisa. Yeah. So shaking the Maisa, so Rashi is peeling the side for the Maisa. Which L'chayim is not a chiddush, unless you say, well, Rashi's doing is explaining why it has to be Tchilas of the Seifa. The reason why I changed the gears of Tchilas of the Seifa, says Rashi, it has to be because it's in the Maisa. Or maybe Rashi's saying a chiddush. That's what I'm telling you, and not the person.
Look what Rashi said. Lo nodah lo shmirato ad shenigmera avera.
I understand. That's what Rashi explains. Rashi explains, like, there's a loy shigigasai, arad shenigmera avera. Meaning,
I see it different now.
Meaning, in the avera, it has to be that there was never a mace. Not pshat that the person is a shaygig. It's in the mice of the malacha shaygig. So Rashi's saying the shaygig has to be the mice was the
shaygig.
Exactly. In tchilatai, it goes back on the person. In tchilatai, it goes back on the malacha. And Rashi explains the malacha. What defines defines the act. My machshava, while I did it.
Right.
But it's the definition on the act. But it's the definition on the act. Because that's what, the question is not you. That's what I'm trying to say. Rashi doesn't want to learn that the question is shayi is the person. It's the act that you're chayi for. Is it an act of shayi or an act of mazes? Your machshava defines the act. The person. Now you're not so ay. It's not. Don't think. I'm sure it's not my fault. Shayi is that this act is not mechayiv carbon. What you did is a mechayiv carbon. In order for it to be mechayiv carbon, it has to be a carbon on a ma'aseh mezid. It has to be a carbon on a ma'aseh mezid. It's not that you are chayiv and how responsible you are and how much you
are. Even more to be shoreg than mezid, because the mezid you bring a korban mitchaper, but shoreg lo mezid korban lo mitchaper.
I have to be more asked for kasha.
Huh?
The more asked for nothing more kasha than makas. The opposite. A shayi should bring a carbon. You know why? He did it with shayi. Let him be carbon.
Yeah, let him be carbon.
The gemara asked for kasha. That's the gemara's kasha and makas. Remember the gemara's kasha and makas? She yavi carbon is kapas and kavuchayim and pruchim. The gemara says the opposite. Okay, since you did it with shayi, you should get him bring a carbon.
Yeah.
Lamaisa, that's not lach. The lach is by a shayi. You need chayv chatois is chayiv on a shoygig only if it's mitchil of atzois, and the point of it is that the maisa of shoygig, the maisa of shoygig is mechayiv carbon, the maisa of mezid is not mechayiv carbon. Now, when the Gemara says chilas of the soifa, even what the Gemara wants is that the person should be a shoygig mitchil of atzois. Says Rashi, that's not true. Because the person is not a shayi mitzilah atzoy. Because eventually he gets to know about it, and when he brings the carbon, he's going to know that he did something wrong. But how does he ever bring the carbon then? How does he ever bring the carbon?
Remember after the melacha.
I'm telling you, that's what I'm trying to tell you. It can't be that when you brought the carbon, kol chay v'chatoy. The person, he is a chayiv chatos. It's not that he has to be a shayi mitzchilo atzois. It's not the person. It's not the chayiv chatos. Okay, we'll say it again. It's very simple. A person is a chayiv chatos. He is not chayiv chatos if he's a shayi mitzchilo atzois. That's not true. His chiyuv chatos has nothing to do with his shayi mitzchilo atzois. His chiyuv chatos has to do with the maisa that was mitzchilo atzois the shayi. No, it's not. Let's say the person did the entire maisa b'shayi, okay, and then he knows that he did something wrong, right? According to the chesed and the lashon of the Gemara, he's not a shayi mitzchilo atzois. This chayiv chatois is not a shayi mitzchilo atzois. He knows now that he's amazing, right? So then he's not a shayi anymore. That's what Tais again has. So that's what Rashi's trying to say. Don't use the lashon of the Gemara, which ties it to the chayiv chatois, but you have to tie it to the ma'aser. That once the ma'aser is over, I don't care that he's amazing. That's not the issue with me. Whatever you're asking me, that's what Rashi's trying to say, and therefore I don't want to learn the words of the Gemara, literally. Because once he finished, who cares if he's amazing?
Don't be misled.
Don't be misled. That's what Rashi's trying to say. Don't be misled and think that the chayv chatois, the man, has to be a shayi mitzchilo atzois. Meaning, even after the ma'aser, in order for him to be a carbon, he has to be a shayi, but that's not true. So Rashi says you have to tie it into the ma'aser. And then I explain to you, understand that anyway, the din shayig is not the person, the din shayig is the ma'aser anyway. That's what I'm trying to say. Understand that every shayig is a pshat, I'm not a shayig. And therefore I have certain chiyuvim. The ma'aser shayig is mechayiv karbon. The ma'aser mezid is mechayiv skila. You rather understand why it is that way. And you know what the answer is? Because the question is not the person. The issue is not that he should be a shayi mitzchilo atzois. The melecha has to be melecha shayi. The melecha has to be melecha shayi in order to be chayav karbon. not that you are a shaygig and therefore you're mechuyev carbon. When you do a melech shaygig, the oynish of a melech shaygig is carbon. Okay, and we'll soon see the significance of this. Says Rashi further. Now notice that Rashi uses lashon, which is really helam of tuma. Loi noida loi.
Yeah.
Loi. Shigi gasai. No. Avera.
Government.
Tell them, no? Rashi is contradicting this. So it's what Rashi should have said is, what Rashi should have said is that the malacha, when knowing that loy is mas makilu, there's a tzayig in the person. That's right.
Of course there is a tzayig in the person. Melacha doesn't happen by itself.
No. I'm just trying to explain to you, by tumma, the psad is loy noida. He didn't know that he did something wrong. But the issue is not that if he knew he did something wrong or not. The issue is this was done b'shaygig.
Yeah, because he didn't know that he did something wrong.
But that's not the point. He's missing the point. The whole point is not this.
Rashi tried to explain to me this guy has to find out that he did something.
That's what Rashi wants.
Yeah, then how the first case.
You're learning that it's obvious that he found out later.
He can say,
no.
That's
right. More than that, Lainoida, right. It's not lie. It's not a idea to him. The word is not the person. Yes, I know that. That's I don't need Rashi for that.
Yeah,
I don't need Rashi for that.
What is the problem?
I don't need Rashi for that. The fact is that he found out later. I don't need a Rashi for.
No, what's the problem with this? That this means about Adam suddenly.
It's not the Adam again. It's the shaygig of the mind.
It's the melacha. The master has to be.
So what's that loy? Noy that loy. It's as if, like by Helen Tumi, use the same word.
You know why? Because in the middle of melacha, if he will know the shigigato, it's become already melacha. Tchilata and
Papa. I love you. You don't know, Mishalom. You have no idea how clear. You don't know. He understood. You understand it so well. What is the word loy? What do you want from? What do you want to do with him? Because I'm doing. Him. The love that I can give, he's not going to get from his wife. His wife, I hope, I scream and yell and I it's not the type of love he's looking for. Listen carefully. Okay. When you chazi, you understand clearly. The Leinoida love is completely not Lamaisa. Completely not Lamaisa. It has nothing to do with him. Let's say there's a certain halach in him that he has to be a shaykh with chilul atzoy, like idiot tatuma that has to be, I don't know. Okay, let's go back. Now, says the Gemara further. You'll see, take your time, come, live, I am. Kashelumot. Lo pashut lumot, yeah? But the Hashem, she says, there's a business cow. Ze kashel, yeah, let's go back. No, this is not a massage. He's not chayim anyway. Hello, b'mezid. You have to say that the sugi was he put it in b'mezid. Says the Gemara, if it's mezid, so why is it kol shel lechiv chatat? It should say kol shel is the skili boiler. Abram shilu laylam b'shaygig. For the tiru lachayim for others. Says the Gemara, what do you mean for others? It means somebody else should take it out. Says the Gemara, take they should come around. What you do it on there, so you should save me from a sin?
Yeah,
how long is it? Who? What? Month is it? A month is coming in the Gemara. Okay, no problem.
The man is here,
says the Gemara.
I thought
he's
a... You don't remember it all. You remember it. So get you. And I remember because of you.
And I know that you're doing something wrong, so maybe I should take it out for you, so you shouldn't be able to do it
out
for you.
Take it out of you too.
I'll be over because I know that you're doing something wrong.
You don't know for nothing. But I see he's going to be over Afia soon.
Okay.
I'll take it out. Maui Tiru, can we let you take it out? Huh? Somebody else.
This Mitrabanan can take it out. But you, to take out this bread?
It's not allowed Mitrabanan.
Then maybe, I will take out this bread?
Right, to save me from the Yisur of Afia.
Maybe I tell you.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing. I tell you, then again, the Mechayiv, that's the whole Gemara.
El Chatal, El Chatal. You know already. Remember, the middle is going to be me. Except, Shigek, except, Mizik.
Okay,
if I'm going to tell you and you suffer right away, you just did chila, you didn't do so far.
after Ramban Yotash. Comes along Ramban and says, you know what, I have an Eitzah, a very good Eitzah. What happens if I tell you? Why does the Achayim have to do it? Tell him, go, so Rabbi Kvod Rav, go take care of your problem. You're going to be Chai V'Chiv Chatzot soon. So let's see the Rishayim inside.
What's the difference between him and
the Achayim? Now, Elaim and Bishayi. What? Huh? No. The Gemara match. Elaim and Bishayi. The Vayit Kilamadikir. The Gemara says by Shayi, the only case that could be is Achayim could do it. That's the only case, right? And the Gemara wants to know, Achayim, they know the name of them, Chatei Mishlush Yiski Chavirecha. Mau Kushet the Rishayim of the Gemara.
That really I can open the oven and
let the other guy do it to save me from an issue.
And I'm not going to have
a that's a fact.
And then I'm not going to have a
that's a fact.
That's a fact.
Shoel Ramban, we have Rav Rishonim, you hear? Mau Kushet Rishonim of the Shikuma Gemara, Tiur, Beloni, Skav, and Odel Achayim. Yeah, why can't it be a case that what that they came and they told him, let the Achayim come and say, listen, you're a shaggy. Now go take it out
and be a mazin.
So I'm saying, so therefore, what do you have? You have that the cipher was the mason. This is Rishayim's kasha.
Why that?
Let's see Ramban. Comes along to Ramban and he says like this. Yes, I understand. You're right. I hear. You're right. I'm not telling you wrong. What do you have to ask after the Gemara's Kach?
Yes.
Okay, so let's see the Ramban itself. He says like this. Think of the Kach. Yeah? Some have a Kach. Dilma the Chazila Inchi. You're right, he's a shaggy, he don't know from nothing. But could be it's told that somebody saw him and said, Rideota, take it out. Yeah? Dilma, the Chazila Inchi, Amule Rideota, let's be Rodeota. This is the kasha of the Rishayim. Why couldn't it be that the Achayim, others came and told him, you better go and take care of this before you have a problem.
Ah, so then it's like they reminded him.
Mela what? They tried to save him from an issur. In other words, what's the Gemara's kasha? When the Gemara says shayig, he's a shayig. There's not any way what to be right there. You know what the case is? When they come to ask, should we tell him? Should we tell him? He's a shaggy. The question is, he'll be chayv a carbon if he keeps on like this. Says the Gemara, he's a shaggy, he doesn't know to take it out. Yes, the question is, should we tell him to take it out?
Then he goes with but now
that's right. You hear? The Tashla Oy. Dilma Iri, the Hizin, the Lab, the Shagak, the Kurd. You can have a mighty good case. Where you were a Shagig here in the chorus, and in Mela, when you're Shagig in the chorus, the Sugya makes sense. You have a regular Shagig, right? The question is, he doesn't know to ask. Yeah, but the Pshat is, he's in the love. He knows that it's not allowed. So why does the Gemara have to say that if it's Shagig, it wouldn't happen? Huh? He's in love, he knows what I want to do. He just doesn't know you're Chayav Carbon. What's the matter with him? He wants to know, when a person does this Shagig, the Gemara says this is Shagig that he doesn't know to take it out. He does. He knows to take it out because he knows that it's not allowed on Shabbat. The Gemara says he's a shaggy. The first line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Elul here. Shaggy, my Elaim, the shaggy, my Yitzkilay, Lamad Hitiru. There's nobody asking. Yeah, maybe he knows that he's not allowed to do it. Because he doesn't. The question is why? Says the Rabban, why do you need that should be the case of Rabibi? Why does that have to be the case of Shoygik? And you have a question. Say that's not the case of Shoygik. The case of Shoygik is he knew he's not allowed to do what he's doing. The only thing is he's called a Shoygik because the Gabi the Karet he's a Shoygik. Who says he doesn't know Tafsa? You said he doesn't know Tafsa, so the question is why is he asking?
What's the problem with
the Gemara saying? The Gemara
says...
The Gemara says it's not possible that a Shaykh would come to ask. So he says you have a Shaykh that would come to ask, but he's a Shaykh on the Karas. Shogeg on the Karas, he didn't know Yechayev Karas for. So the karet wouldn't be there, but he would come to ask, I don't want to be able to laugh.
Karet says the man is here, right?
Right. Since he doesn't know it's wrong, he's not going to ask. Because we understood Shaggy if he doesn't know it's wrong. Says Ramban, right, says Ramban, just because the word Shaggy is used doesn't mean he doesn't know it's wrong. The word Shaggy to me, he doesn't know it's a karet. But he knows it's wrong, and that's the shaila. Can I come and take out not to be over the law? That's the Ramban's question. Says Ramban, "Can we come on pair cloud cloud? The Nira, the law kusha he cloud. The masvale the mishum chiv chatat kari tiruloi. Why mishum daachle echil shabbos? Maybe the Gemara. You hear? Says the Gemara, we're not afraid of chil shabbos. I don't care that you were Mechal Shabbos. Doesn't bother me. What am I afraid of? You'll bring a carbon copy. That bothers me. And the question is, should we save you from a carbon? Then they look. Both tashes fall off. Are you listening or this is not for you? Either case, there's no copy. A, number one is, when I came and I told you in the middle, you should do it. There won't be a chiyuv chatos because you became already a zadoin before it's over. There's no seifer. There's no chatos anyway, so there's no reason anyway to be matarit. There's no reason to be matarit because once you know you're as amazed at the seif, and once you're amazed with the seif, we don't care.
No way.
What do you mean we don't care?
We don't care that you're giving chal shabbos. The sugya of the Gemara
you have tefila.
We can't be chayim with tefila. Tefila b'shagig.
Tefila b'shagig.
We don't care. Go be obvious. We're not going to let you come and then take out of this that I bought and took to the chul shabbos. We're not interested.
Let's see Ramban.
Let's see the Ramban. We're not interested.
Why begin Ramban asking?
So now, mind you, there's no carbon anyway. Once there's no carbon, there was never a hava. I mean, that you should be masked to l'radai. Once there's no carbon, there's no question if you're allowed to be right. Of course you're not allowed to be right.
Why, Rebbe? Why?
Why?
But it's also
oh, that's Pelvic Ramban. Pelvic of Pelvic. Ramban is saying that the only thing we care about
is we care the money of the thread, that's it.
Something. I mean, and obviously that's not what it is, because you don't say that. For some reason, we're more scared about the carbon than we're scared about the Isra of Shabbos. Very the attachment. So today's share is going to explain this from Shabbos. Now, yes. So question number one is, B'gemara Maksha, you hear? Ilayna b'shagig, v'layit kilamani tiru, ma'u kushat v'shayidim al-zesh, yukum ha-gemara atir b'lay niskim v'nei d'l'acheru. What does that mean? He doesn't remember. But it should be that what? That Acherim, who saw him, was going to tell him. Ma'u tiru t'rabban al-kushat now, and I write it down, you know, I pretty much have it there in front of you. Shesayfu b'zadim v'meila patim v'karbin. And the name of what? Just add in. And the sugi is worried about Ma'u v'nadakot, the same from karbin. That's all. We don't care about his chil Shabbos. Huh? They tell him, but that's not the sugya. He's not allowed to be. He's not be right anymore. It's finished. Too late already. There was never a shaila that he can be right. He can't be right anymore. Because he's not chayav carbon anyway. It's like the amazing. Gabi chiyuv, mi chiyuv, lav. He didn't. It's still there. Don't be right for the lav. What's that for malach? He did malach on Shabbos. Okay, now, Ma'u Yaitse Mavur, Maramban. Hayimatiru Afkade Latila Megufa Yisur, Irakni Carbon. And the answer is, if you notice the little lamed there, I cheated for you. You see the little lamed there? The lamed is light.
It's not a shade.
Only for carbon. No, I wrote the Dafka Lam. If you notice, there's a little chaff at the end. Notice a little chaff at the second one? It's also a hint. The lama and the chaf. One is loy and one is ken. One is loy, right. You saw? Loy is lamed. I did a lot of hints for you. I try to make it easy for you. Lamed. You see the lamed? Lamed is loy. And the chaf in the next one is going to be ken. Now let's see the next one. Harajba. Only the carbon. According to Ramban, this sugi is carbon. And of course the question is going to be, why? Why? Huh? The answer is only for carbon we're worried. Loi means that says, is it good for Issa or Rami carbon? The answer is loi, only from carbon.
Yeah,
I think it's just a statement. I just want you to share.
Rakmi
carbon. Next.
So much better than Nasu. It's going to be so good.
Kusha, Sagimore, Ilay, Mubishoigi. Choyzer, Alisha, Dorabibi. Choyzer, Mishov, Lichil, Chatus. The what? Lichil, Chatus. When the Gemara says, Gufa, by Rabbi, he'd be part of the Tanur, he'd tear all over the top, call them Shelby, they keep Khatat, or law he'd tear. So what does the Gemara say? Heichi Dami is what? What's Heichi Dami? What's whose case? Oh, so the Rajba learns what's Rabibi's case talking about. Which means, I just want to know, Rabibi, when you said the words, Kaidim Shiava, they see Khatas, what did you mean? The Hainu says the Rajba, to Behemis, I don't care. Chiyuv Chatos or not Chiyuv Chatos. It's not a question that the Gemara rather have it shogig because of the Chiyuv Chatos. According to the Ramban, the reason why the Gemara says Chiyuv Chatos is only because the Gemara is worried about carbon. According to the Rajba, the reason why the Gemara says Rushoigik, it's only because the words of Rabibi don't make sense.
What?
He has to say those words. I'm telling you, by the way, those words don't make sense. Because Rabibi said the words Kayim Shav Dechiv Chata, so I'm asking not on the halacha. The halacha would be true either what for an instant. The Rajba learns like this, that the question of the Gemara,
why he chose to sit there?
He chose, listen, he wants, he likes it, what do you want? Let me tell you something, this guy needs a chiropractor. I save him $50 to $100 a week for a chiropractor. And he doesn't still know that soon I'm going to come to collect the money for him. The question of the Gemara is not on halacha. Has he have a case of shogeg? And the Rabban is understanding because we're only worried about shogeg. Why are we only worried about shogeg? Because we're only worried about korban. The Rajba learns no, that the reason why we talk about shogeg is only because of Rabibi's words of kaidim shavu yechil chatat. But in halacha, we don't care about the shogeg. Could have been a mezuzah too at the same ballgame. Pshat, because according to the Rajba, it's not only to be masal mechiyuv carbon, also to be masal from mechiyuv iser. Pshat and the Rajba is very simple. What's the difference? I mean, what's the difference? Why should we let a guy be oivad rabbanan for deraita, which is the sugi we saw? If you learn the path of deraita, so we spoke about the Ramban, the Rif, Muhammad Hashem. The pasha we learn is drabbanan, and once it's drabbanan, so why can't we say, but havara drabbanan? Hebel, kidei shlo tava odoraita. So the Rashi is gavalt. The Rashi is saying that the whole Gemara is only what? It's only because of Rabibi's words. Rabibi, you said those words. What are you talking about? But in halacha, does it have to be a case of shayging? Why not? Because it could be by a mezuzah without a carbon also. We don't care about the carbon. It's not carbon that we're afraid of. You know what we're afraid of? We're afraid of you to be Ivanis of their eyes. Yeah, you with me, Ephraim? But
still, we have a question that the Rishon asked, like a question of Rambam. We had a question. If he Rashi, Svara, how we learn Rashi, we have a question. Rambam's question.
Why is it Rambam's question? You're missing the point.
But we said, since somebody didn't buy it.
We don't care that there could be a case that could be over the Yisr. We don't care. The Rambam is just giving me a case where it could be a Shaykh and I'm over the Yisr. We don't care. That wasn't the question. The question was the words. He is Father Chat. Yes. So the Rabban's question is not a question on that anymore. It's according to Rashi, the Rabban's question is not a question.
Rashi also regarding the Rabbi's
words. But halacha, Taka could be a shaygig where I told him in the middle. The Rabban's case is a good case according to Rabbi, according to the Gemara, according to the Rashi. My
Rabbi, yeah?
Already answered the question. Like,
well, I understand, but he learned at the end of the sugi. You have to go through the whole Rashi. The Rashi learns that the sugi is only on the words of Rabibi. So if it's only on the words of Rabibi, the Rabban's kasha falls off. Why? Because in halacha, kataka be that I told him in the middle. It's just that, why did you use the words kud and shel? Because there's no such case. That's all the Gemara is asking. The question is, what's the svara of the Ramban that we don't care about the Chul Shabbos and we only care about the carbon? Now, well, he broke it.
No, there was a plague.
Okay, so if you notice, I put it.
Okay.
Big, right? Barracks, whatever. You know, you don't follow with me the sheep. Take my barracks. Mau asfar lechalek mela tilo migufa isur orak mi korban. What's the svar? That's the question. This. Come on.
Let's go.
Okay, the question is about why is it that we don't care about the isur, only care about the korban?
Okay,
now,
let's go.
What is the svar to bilchalek? No. Yeah. Okay. Now. Al kusha ta gemara v'chi oimim lo adam chatei today she is to chavei recha ma'al kusha ta Ramban. Ramban is a married to kasha. Yeah? Ramban says, what are you talking about? We find all over that we tell a person chatei today she is to chavei recha. Find it all over. Okay, I'll show you. I call you Hashlava, beautiful. Yeah. Who says like this? Kashuay the Rabbeinu Tamzal. I understand. It's better that a chaver should do a small iser, better than amaret should do a big iser. You know why? Because when amaret does a big iser, Avera, Guerrero is Avera. You know, from one thing to the next thing, to the next thing. Umafaki Shadi Hassan. Tevel. To eat the Isra of Tevel in order. Umafaki Shadi Hassan. Shal Yadi Shalachab Ru Isa. Shaimer Loi. The Gemara says over there, the Rambam says over there that the case is a different type of a case. He can't bring a raya from over there. That the chaver, right? That the chaver told him to do it. Okay, now, it's not important. The kashulhu, ha'aminu b'psach. Here, shakol yinoyver al asay daslama, umakiv karmin mechus kipurim bar b'psachim, kedei shlo yom chaver yisakaris. Because the Gemara also haslama means aleh haslim kol karbon is kula. The last carbon has to be a carbon, a pomin. The halacha is you could go and be makir a carbon the chusa kippurim after that, so the guy should come and bring his carbon Pesach. Plus, we see that you tell the kain to be Ivan Aveira. Hashlama. Allah Hashlam, you can't, the last carbon has to be carbon Tomid.
Yeah,
the Gemara says the last carbon has to be a carbon Tomid. This guy came and he brought a carbon to Chusa Kippur that he has to bring to make himself Tahar. So the kain goes and is over Allah Hashlam called a carbon Kula. He makes the carbon to Chusa Kippurim for the guy so he shouldn't be over the Issa Karet of carbon Pesach. So listen to what he says. The Ikula Maimer. Now listen to what he says. Tutrusim. Shani Kohanim. The Shlucha Yisrael Shavin Rachman. A Kohen is not him. A Kohen is you. You can't do an Aveir for another person. Who's doing Aveira? But it's not. But the Pshat is he's there to do the Aveira for you. He's your Shliach. He's there for you. That's right. You're okay. I have nothing to do with you. What do you mean? Why should I go be Aveira for you? Why should I go and Aveira for Rabban of you even? I say, Kahanim, that they're there for that. This look at the Rachmana and the whole drink carbonis of them is for the Kal Yisrael, so therefore they have to go and do it. Now listen to Rabban second there. Shani Hidbik, you hear? Pat Betanur Bishoygei. The lab Israel. She eshelah miskaper bechatos. The ein rediyos elus chus loy she potemi carbon. Very interesting. Again, read it again. Here. Shani hidi pad betanur b'shoket. The lab Israel. She eshelah miskaper bechatos. The ein rediyata elus chus loy she potemi. Right. Where are you going to do an Aveira?
A real Aveira.
So there we say, you're mechuyev to do things to save your friend. But here you have a kapara, you have a way out. Go do it. Go have a kapara. I don't know if the Rediyata Pat, you should what, not have to bring a car. Very soon I'm back. That's right. You like the Ramban? You like it? Yeah. Come, so if you read it. Read the Ramban. Go ahead, read. Read the Ramban. He brings two cases of Shas where we tell you, listen, you go do an Aveira in order to save your friend. So how come here the Gemara says we don't do that? Says that I'm bound two terutsu noodle, terrace number one. What do you mean, right? Karbonis, Kehanim. That's not cool, somebody else. That's not cool, somebody else for you. They're you. When they're marked with Karbonis, who are they marked for? So therefore, they have to go be marked to you to save you from an Aveira. That's their job. They can't say, well, I don't want. They're too bad on you. What do you mean you don't want? You're there for me, and you have to save me from an Aveira.
Okay, that's the first one.
Now. Second time, it's Inami. Here we're talking about carbon. And carbon is a privilege to bring. So bring your carbon, like you said. Remember you said this last time? I told you, wait. Good. What you did, I'm happy. You go bring your carbon. Why should I stop
should
you from bringing carbon?
You?
Yeah. I should go do an instant that I bought it to stop you from bringing a carbon. Go bring your carbon. Rabbi Sai, what about the answer?
What happened to the answer?
I mean, you're not doing it for the carbon, you're doing it to save the guy from an answer.
That would be the third shot.
Are you saving him from a carbon, or are you saving from an answer also?
I will stop you and I'll go into another issue.
In this case,
guys, you're
not saving him from a carbon. Matt Cohen, in our case, as the Ramban says, that it's only saving him from a carbon. Yeah, but you're saving him also, you shouldn't be able to say that to you, no?
I don't want to do
it. What's the answer? Rabban is a shitase. Because Rabban says, I don't care about the Isser.
Yeah.
The sugi was never that you should go do Radiata Tats of the Isser. The sugi was always.
Rabban says he doesn't care for Korban.
We're not holding it.
The whole sugi is Korban.
It's
called
Korban.
No, we didn't answer it. Yeah.
No twin towers.
Answer what question?
Why don't you care about
we're not holding it. All I'm showing you is that this Ramban shows you how little we care about the Isser. It's only about a carbon. A carbon is a privilege. Why should we save you from a carbon? Go ahead, go bring it. Yeah, but you're going to be over the Isser, the Isser. What do you mean? We don't care about that.
I'm
not holding it yet. I'm just showing you. But I'm showing you how far it goes. In the Pshat of today, she is a chaverecha. Fakir, it's a good thing. Don't do it. You should bring a carbon. Yeah, but that's the only issue. What are you talking about? Yeah, you got it? Oh, I keep reading the turkey. Everybody's dreaming about the turkey.
What is turkey?
All we have is that we don't tell you to be riser. Why? Only for carbon, not for lav. Here we're telling you even further. Go make sure you're over the issue so you can bring a carbon. Yeah, but you're being over the issue. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I'm saying, but I'm showing you how far the shitato goes. You want to see how far the shitato goes? What? Why is it not an issue? Okay, so you'll think about it later. Now, the kids, sir, what do we have over here? Mao Tiru Tsaramban Kushato. Go ahead, let's appear. Next. No, Mao Tiru Tsaramban Kushato. Go ahead, next. Let's move. I don't know. Tell me, is there a college thing or something like that, no?
No,
we'll come. Korban Lemin Atala Misur. Misa Gam Chaveru Chayti Gidei Latzilot. No? Right? But by Korban, it's Latzil. But here's, okay, now. Biarnu Sarambana now, who is she tossing? Why is it was she tossing? Because the Ramban only cares about what? The Korban and not the... Okay. What's Taisa see? The Taisa Dibra Masul Ella. Let's take a look at Taisa. Let's see what Taisa is. The Ella, no? The Hadan Idkamina Chai Tema, the Lishni Ema Lide Isser Chatat. He's gone with the summer comes from the Isser Skila. What's bothering Tyson? Why say Chil? Did you say the word Isser? Obviously, what is Tyson told? We don't care about the Chatas itself, we care about the Isser.
The question.
I see the answer to the question, but Tosis bothers that you say the word Isser. According to the Ramban, it can never say Isser. We don't care about the Isser, we don't care about the carbon. Tosis is clear that we don't care about the Isser. Tosis says, I don't know what you're talking about. Why do you say he's carbon? Afriya, read the Tosis now. At the Ella. Don't say Isser. Why is it say Chiyum Chatat? Why does the Gemara say how is he to become the Isser Chatat? He doesn't want that the word should be in the Gemara. He can't come with the Chiyum. If he can't come with the Isser Chatat, what's the difference? Because Taisus is learning that the problem is not the carbon anymore. The problem is the Isser. Like the Rajba. Not the Ramban.
Okay, so the question of Ramban comes next then.
Yeah, I'm just showing you facts. I want you to understand the facts.
No, the question of Ramban, so why didn't the Gemara ask let us do let us tell the person go?
That's the question.
Yeah, but Ramban is going to go to the Gemara.
Why is it saying the Chiyuv? It's a saying the Isser. He's not like the Rashba. Point to Ramban, it's not a kasha. It's Takachiyuv. This, we're going to go one step further. Let's take a look here. Madiyakum Rashi. Now I want you to see, now I showed you a Tosis. Now I want to see Safrir Rashi. What is Rashi? Look on the Rashi.
What's that?
be honest, or a man on our shitotse, you know, Shasugiru Rak Matsilo, you know. Rashi the Dibra Masku, Lacherim. V'chioim loy v'adam. Go out, v'chatei, Yisur Kau, Deis loy chachavrecha, Oynish Chom. What's the case over here? What's the word Oynish? What Oynish we're talking about? We're talking about Averis, I thought. So then why is it Oynish?
Oynish Kila.
Is it Isra or Chachiv? Chayef from Rashi's Mash Mechiv. Problem is, carbon is never an Einish anyway.
What Korban is what?
Carbon is not an Einish.
So it's not Korban, it's Isu.
That's why I think, you know what he means? Isra that will bring you to an Einish. He means this. Every day.
But how did you begin it?
It's free, I'm teaching. Trust me. It's the biggest yeshiva they'll teach. Look at the words. Rashi brings down the Chiyoyim Ruadim Chatei. Today, she is. It should be that the person should be Ivy Sur, right?
Yeah.
It's a cow. So
punishment?
So, what does he mean by Ivy? So then you could come and say, oh, it's because he's what? In the Sugi, the Shiloh's not the answer, the Shiloh's the carbon. That's my question to you. That's what I'm saying. It's two steps. I'm showing you two steps. First of all, Rashi shouldn't say this. Why is Rashi Oynish? So maybe because he learns like the Rabbah that the Sugi is carbon. But then I don't understand. Since when is carbon and Oynish? Elamai, he doesn't mean the carbon, but he means the Isser that will
bring you to a carbon.
To Oynish. And therefore, he talks to learns like who? Like Rashi, like Tysus, and the.
It will bring it to the Oynish. How?
Isser. You're doing Isser.
The Maybe?
Isser.
But oh, okay, but the Isser is not Oynish.
Sure, you get Oynish for Shaykh also. You know, you're heavy going to pay for it.
Isser. I don't know.
One thing for sure, the diuk is not leaving.
So Rashi is medayek according to the words of the Gemara about the chiyuv.
Oh, that's what I would have said. But then if it's chiyuv, then he shouldn't say the word einish here, because carbon is not an einish.
But he's going on the both things.
So then it has to be.
He's going on the isu and the chiyuv. Then it's not like the Rambam.
It's not like the Rambam. That's what I'm showing. It's not like the Rambam.
He don't say shalom b'mumam.
Yeah.
No, it's not like Rambam.
Yes.
He's not like Rambam. And he's not.
Rambam is going on the carbon.
Einish.
Both of them. Einish has to be the Isra that will bring you to an Einish. It has to be that he means to say
not to you,
to an Einish that will bring you an
Einish.
The Isra that will bring you to an Einish. So obviously he means the type of this. Now, the Maskana Sagimara. Good, huh? Gevaldik, Rashi, so the Deacon Rashi. It's solid. Rashi just said, I do an Issa Kal, you should do an Issa Chomer. What's not the Einish? What's he talking about? Which one is the Einish either means to the carbon. But then he was going to say the word Einish. You know what he means? And Israel will bring you to an Einish. You see that he learned the Sugi is what?
Like
that. The question is it an Issa?
According to the
Rabashi now. The Gemara says that the Gemara is really talking about mazid. And the question is, on a mazid, do we try to save you from a skila? Now let me ask you a question. You with me? What about taka lidup lahalacha to save you from a chatas? What? Okay. And the Gemara says that it's talking about what? Mazid and skila, what's talking the halacha? Okay. What's Those, the whole skill we said it only because of the lashon of the Gemara. The lashon doesn't fit, right? So let's talk a little halacha lemaisa. According to Rabashi, yes. Oh, so the Ramban learns maybe that it's not the issur. It's always the now the skill is what bothers us. My question is after the Gemara, when the Gemara says lemaskana, that it's not based and we're afraid of skill. What's halacha lemaisa legabi shoyig and carbon? Would we let you also for shoyig and carbon? Because Rabashi's just saying because of the lashon doesn't make sense. But other than that, could be the halacha is true. According to Rabban, you can say like we care about skila, and we also care about what? The Meiri learns the opposite. The Meiri learns it's only for skila. Become mazit and skila. Pshat. It's in other words, in Israel there's a chul between mazit and shaykh.
Yeah.
The shagig isser is less than the mazid isser, right? But for mazid isser, we'll be matrix. For shagig isser, we won't be matrix. So you have to see what the problem is. If you learn the issue is the carbon, then you can come and say like this, skila, yeah, so maybe carbon also. Right? Or maybe not. Or we'll say no, only for skila, because we don't want the guy to get skila.
Yeah.
Mashiach came, when the Gemara says mazit, then it could be the pshat is mazit because the aveira is a chomadik aveira. So where the aveira is less, maybe we will tackle only matter.
But Meir himself is not matter
before. Meir is okay. He doesn't say. This is not. All I'm saying is there's a machloik is here in the Rishayna. What's taka the din b'shoigig and kidei latziloi? According to the Rabban, says that we never fell off with the carbon. We don't fall off with that. Machay Cain. Okay. Halacha lemaisa is that after the Gemara says mezid, we don't know what's the din by shaygig. Is the Gemara saying mezid and not shaygig? Or is the Gemara saying in the case of Rabibi, the words is mezid? So let's take a look how the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch pass. You going? You have to go? Okay. Keep on reading. Right? The Rambam doesn't pass like Ravashi, meaning he's not very Ravashi. But the case of pot, hidbik pot is what? Shachach. The case is Shachach. In other words, Ravashi says mazid, he just doesn't. He makes believe it never happened. In Shulchan Aruch. Right, so the question is when the Gemara says mazid, are we falling away from Shagig? Or it's also shaking. So you see Rishayim argue. Some Rishayim say it goes together. That even after we say mazid, it means shaking too. Because the whole reason why we said mazid is only because of the lashon of Rabibi. Not shaking. Two cases. Either if you were a shaking or if you were a mazid. It makes no difference. The halach is the same halach. Why does Rabashi say mazid? Only because of the lashon, right? Because. So some Rishayim say that Shoygi will have the same halacha l'maisa. The Rambam is not Gairus Rabashi.
Okay.
The Shulchan Aruch, not only is Gairus Rabashi, he brings both. Shoygi or Hazen. Oh, Hazen. He says, okay, he brings both. In Reishon and Dalet, when he brings this halacha, Rabibi is only in the Lashon, and Rabibi is Maisif. Okay, you got it? Okay, now, what's the Makar that the Magid Mishnah brings for the Rambam Shita?
Magid Mishnah brings Rashi.
It's Al Gemara Shachar.
Yes.
Says the Magid Mishnah, you know why the reason why he says it? Because of. Yeah, what's the Makar? Well, where did the Rambam get Shachar?
I had a comment to Shabbat. Emra, he's big fat, betanur.
He
did a lot of little bit of a kodem shabbat, he's too. Killer. But the Malam is there, but Sukhi is for us. The love that he's big, but amazing. And I feel of a shoygek.
Oh. the Gemara says Shaka.
We can't finish Rashi, though.
Come to the Lechem Isha and says, what are you talking about? The Gemara is chayiv from it. Come to the Lechem Isha, how do you learn the Gemara?
Rabbi Magid, ulmala mizeh besugi mefurash, ולאו דווקא יביא במציא, זה קשה. מאין יצא לו? מאין יצא לו כן? מי לסוגיה? ומה שכתב רבי יוסף, תראה.
אז let me explain to you what's wrong. Yeah. Sure.
Well,
but then you say saving that it shouldn't be baked. As long as it doesn't bake, he's not chayav. So now listen to me, like, obviously you misunderstood. Hello. Obviously you misunderstood when the Magid Mishnah says it's mefurish in the sugya. I mean, what was the Lechem Mishnah arguing on? You know what sugya he's talking about? Notice he does he bring up Dalet or does he bring up Gimel?
Cool.
Which Gemara does the Magid Mishnah bring to the Mishnah of the Rambam? Not the Lechem Mishnah, the Magid Mishnah.
Magid, also Dalet. Gimel and Dalet.
Gimel.
Gimel Dalet he brings.
The guys didn't learn good. Chakov, this is not for you, obviously, huh? Ilu Yatsu. Tell me, you give Shurim, I want to come to Shurim. Now listen carefully, you hear? Sasha, are you with me? You're not with me?
Huh?
Again, it's very simple. You gave up your
sentence.
Meaning, when the Gemara says Rav Ashi Skila, are we falling away from Shagig? Or it's only because of Rabibi's love? You have to run, huh? Okay. I'm trying my best for you. I'm trying. Where did he get it from? Doesn't Rav Ashi say it's from Amazes? Says the Magid Mishnah, so what he should have answered, is, like the Rishonim, that this Rav Ashi is only because of the Lashon, not because of the Halacha. He doesn't say it. He says the Mekar is not Dalet, the Mekar is Gimel.
Gimel.
Frankel Rambam, so the Frankel Rambam is wrong.
Here, this is Gimel.
Tell Frankel to reprint this Rambam. It's the Gimel that's the Sug.
Yeah.
And you know what the Sug is? He stuck his hand outside. The question is, should we matter him what? To bring it back in. What's that Sug? That's Kaidim Shiavali Day. In Rabibi we have a teretz. What's Rabibi's teretz? Rabibi says it's talking about skila. But the original shaila that we came to answer is not talking about a skila. You see, claw, write that cup. Tell Frankel Rambam, you know, write him a letter. Write Frankel.
He was missing.
Can't write him any letters. You know any emails to heaven?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell me something. You know what, am I right or he's right?
That was heaven.com.
I know you're right, but you're wrong. What should I do? Because you're wrong. Because
there is no more the first kick from the Easter, not the former. Because in the Easter, it will be no problem.
But what?
There's
not going to help you. It's causing major. Yeah, but the question is major to show you. Rabashi says somewhat major. So what does he want with this Gemara? What do you see in this Gemara? Nothing. You don't see anything in this Gemara. And what's the Magid Mishnah talking about? What's he say? I don't know what you said. Rabashi says, the only thing he should come and say, because we don't know the Lashon, he should just come and say, Rabashi doesn't, it's not really true. He's going back on Gimel. He's going back on the sugya of Gimel and Dalet. He means to say, between Gimel and Dalet, you know what we're coming to answer? Pasha, that's Yadei Lechutz. Shoyge, Ma'al Dechil Chatas. There it's Dafka. There it's Dechil Chatas. And the sugya over here is coming to answer the sugya over there. What does the Lechem Mishnah want? Ma'ayin hoitzi lamei ha-sugya. Let me see first Gemara. What does he want?
Okay, no.
This Gemara says clearly that's seen by Shaggy. What's the case? What's the original case? Rabibi only came because of what case? If he stuck his hand out by Shaggy, he wants to bring it back in. So what's the original sugya? Chiyuv Chatos. So therefore, don't say Tomat Shayi. You Tomat Shayi also. Ask me Tomat Shayi. That's what the Magen Mishnah means. Gimel and Dalet between the Sugi of Gimel and Dalet, the original case of Chatos. It says, I don't understand where he got it from. This is what the Lech Mishnah says. What do you mean? He got it from the Gemara. The boy said it's very plush. And I saw in the Yamin Zul the Sefer, he brings from a Ravan, a very interesting Ravan. The Ravan says like this: what's the pshat? Why we only care about carbon? And we don't care about Isra. He says it brings very interesting Ravan. You know what the answer is? Once the Isra is done already, it's too late. On the side of Shagig, it happened already. What's the problem? The problem is Shagig, right? Ovar, it happened already. Why are we not kidding that he finishes? Because whatever you did already. Mishayi. I mean, you started already.
No, but the melacha didn't happen.
Sure did.
The melacha didn't happen because it's still dough. It's not ready.
You start.
What is the problem?
For one thing, whatever it is, it's called like.
That's right.
Yeah, you did it too, but we didn't finish it.
With the mice, it was done already. There's nothing to save you from. We don't care. The carbon comes at the end. The steel comes at the end. So the question, save the guy. Save the guy. But by the shy gig, there's nothing to save him from. It happened already. Again, when the person put the dough in, okay, what are we trying to save for putting the dough in? He did it already.
There is
every shaggy when you put it in, it happens already. The act happens. The only thing we can try to save you from is the carbon or skewer. Now he starts to bring his hand in. The malach is not finished yet. That sugya that you're matir to bring it in, even to save him from the carbon, is not a raya to our sugya to the Lecha Mishnah. That's what the Lecha Mishnah means. What are you talking about? There's a sugya where it's not finished yet. Here the sugya is that it's finished already. You put it in, it's finished. The malach is done already. It's done. The question is, will the chiv chatos come? Will the chiv carbon come? Will the malach is done already. So the Ravan says on that, once it's done, we don't tell you to undo it. Before you get the malacha done, there, says the Ravan, we would just say, do it in order to save yourself, even from a shayig. So mainly the Gemara over there is a case that it was done or not done. Not done yet. But mainly that's what the Lecha Mishnah says. I don't know where the Magen Mishnah got it from the sugya. The Rambam's case is pas betanur. His raya says the Magen Mishnah is from where? From the case of Yadi Bifnim, Yadi Bachut. He says the Lecha Mishnah. I ain't heard so what are you talking about? It's a different case before. It's a different case. There the issue is done already. There over there the issue wasn't, the malacha wasn't even done yet. Well? No shy. Here. Tell me something. Come here a minute. This is what the Magen Mishnah says. Comes like, listen, I don't know what you're talking about. Where do you see it from here? So what's bothering him? What's bothering him is that sugya is the issue wasn't done yet. What's the reason why we don't care about shayi? The reason why we don't care shayi says the Rabban is because the malacha was done already. Here the malacha wasn't done yet.
When
you stuck your hand out, the half is done. The other half wasn't done yet. So therefore, the shaila, should we let you take care of the problem? You shouldn't come with a malach. But thinking over here, the pass is already in the tanner. And the Ravan says, what's done is done already. That's what Ravan says. The malach was done already. Once the malach is done. Yes. Yeah, so we just say, so we don't care. We're just saving you now from a chiyuv. That's all.
Why don't you say this?
Because he argues with it. He says, what's the difference? He doesn't care.
He says that he's not...
Good?
Don't
say he's not too fit. Yeah, I understand, but since it's not close, he didn't do the answer yet. You want to know something? What? That's one thing. It's not one thing. You know how long it took me to figure it out? What do you think? I spent a long time on it. It only took me 5 minutes. I worked on it. Once I saw the Ravan, I understood what. I didn't understand this last minute. What's he talking about? Well, this is the first thing about you do it on the Shagig also. Can I tell the Ravan that he brings this Ravan? He wants the same, so you saw that it's only when the Malach is done. It's for sure Ravan. I'm sorry, it's open. He brings the Malach to the Ravan. It's open the Ravan. Okay, my boys, I teach you well. Vabiinon Akira Vanacha Me Al Gabe Makom Dalit Al Dalit. You need Akira and Anacha. Now, and over here the problem is Emcha, because the yad of an oni, or Akapon, the yad that he put it into, can't be Dalit Al Dalit. No man has a hand big enough to be Dalit Al Dalit. Even Oig Melech Habash becomes his hands one Dalit. But maybe Oig. Hakapana, most people don't have Dalit Al Dalit. Answer the Gemara. Hamani Amar Abba. Hamani Rabbi Akiva. The Amar Leibina Malkam Arba Al Arba. You don't need it. Now we learned. Azalek Mishuti Achid, Rishuti Achid, Rishuti Rabin Be'emtza. Rabbi Akiva Mechayev, V'chacham Tochim. Rabbi Akiva is Mechayev, says Gemara, why? Klutu Kamisha Hun Chadamia. Rabban and Sabin Armini Klutu Kamisha Hun Chadamia. Says the Gemara, Lameimra, the Pshitale, the Rabba, the Bekluta, Kamisha Hun Chadamia, or Messiah Chasara, please. So obviously, what's it talking about? Tocha Sarah and the Machloket is Kluta. Let me buy Le Rabba. This was a question to Rabba. The buy Rabba, the Matim, you please, Baha, please. Kluta Mishahun Chadami, Abana Sabah, let me go to the Israel, yeah? Or, no, Dilma, what? Maybe Kulama Layapinam. Zerikli Meshit. Or Dilma Lamalam, you'd please. So Baha, please, if you keep yourself in Zerikli Meshit. Peanut, okay, you did the Gemara. I hope you all did the Gemara. You did all the Gemara? No, you didn't do all this Gemara? No? So you did it, you know the Gemara a little bit? Okay, so let me tell you like this. What we'll do is, I'll give you a little introduction to this whole sugya. Okay? And we'll see if tells... No, come here, don't run away. This might be very interesting to you. There's nothing to run away, it could be very interesting. Just because I just read 16, 17 lines of Gemara, which you're supposed to prepare on your own, don't worry about it. Make believe it's not here. The bottom line is, in a sugya called Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadamya. That something that's in mid-ear,
in the air,
we call it Kamisha Huncha. So the Achronim, and when I say Achronim, I don't mean Achronim, Mefarshim later down, but some of the Rosh Yosef, some of the Sugya, learn two ways. They learn two dinim. You see, Ma'u Ashtei dinim, Shegadru Bi'aru Achronim Zal B'din Kluta Kamisha Huncha Dami. And the answer is, A, it's Bechlal not Huncha, but you don't need Huncha. Who said you need Huncha? But to get the Hilchot Shabbos, Chut is good enough. Yeah. As long as it went Mishut L'Rishut, who said you need Akira Nacha B'cha? Where does it come from? Yeah. It says in the Torah, Al Yotzi. Where does the word Akira... It's a great question, no? I mean, you'll see us to bring in. You'll see us to bring out.
What do you need?
Nothing. Who said you have any halacha? She'eh yotzeh mi makom l'makom. What's Mike? Explain. You want, here, take this out for me. That means I have to put it down? Or as long as I took it out, it's called take it out. What's your question now? Question number one. Mahu hashtei dinim shegadru ubi'aru achonim zal b'din kluz mishun. And the answer is, either Kluta Kamisha Huncha means that you don't even need Hanacha, mid-air. When something goes through the air, Kamisha Huncha. Slowly. Give me a minute. Meaning, we're going to answer all this. So believe me, every view that you can make, we'll make in the Gemara. Again, Achronim want to know, Kluta Kamisha Huncha means, Masha Kalut Ba'avir, kvar chaya, because the ikar is that it should be mirashut l'rashut. Oy, the pshat is it's kemisha huncha, like the lash of the Gemara. The Gemara says kluta kemisha huncha, so then the pshat is kluta is like hunach. Meaning that when you read the Gemara of kluta kemisha huncha, the first thing you have to medayek is kemi pirush domele. Pirush domele bidin. It has the same din as if it would be huncha. Meaning, we always are under the assumption there's a din of Akiva and Anacha. Comes along with Akiva and he says, Kluta is Kimi. Meaning, you take it, don't need Hanacha. So what's the first way to translate Ki? Like what's lost again? Ki? Kluta, Kimi. Kimi means in din. Like the same din of a person who was Huncha. The same way you did Hanacha, you'd be Chayav. Ani shlo asiti gam kin. That's one way. Or kimi shehuncha has to mean keilu asiti. Keilu asiti. Meaning like you did it. Again, now listen carefully. I'm going to work today just to be able to read those words. Because you should know, rov of the Torah of the Rishonim Acharonim are in those words. The translation of the words. Kluta means midair. Kimi. Now, what does kimi mean? Translate kimi. Kimo adam she. No, or. Oh, so this is like this. So either you can say bimedina. You can say bimedina. Meaning, hagam. Normally, we always thought the din is that you need hanacha. Kimi bedin. As if bedina, you did it. That's one way to learn. Another way to learn is, even if you don't learn, it's mamish, but it's kimi, meaning ki'ilu it, not bedin, it's not kihunach, but it's ki'ilu hunach. For some reason, kluta is ki'ilu hunach. Right. In other words, either pshat is you never need hanacha. So either kamisha means kamisha halacha, as if the halacha of someone that did.
Yeah.
Or kami is as if the mitzias means this is the same mitzias and we don't care, even though it's not. Meaning, even though when you call out you want monach, but who cares? It's the same thing.
And it doesn't mean that you.
No. Both things means you didn't do it. You didn't do hanacha. And you don't need hanacha.
So
the question is, why do you need the lashon kemisha? Who says hanacha rule?
Okay, din of kemisha. So kemisha means like you did it, or the second one is like as a din of you did it.
No. See, the word kemisha could go on the chet. I know you're thinking person. I know, but it means in din. Okay, let me explain you again. Ready? Dome leki iluhuncha. So the question is, legabi what? So either you say in din, if a person would do hanacha, he'd be chayav, kluta would also be chayav.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe, yes kluta, v'yesh huncha, v'kluta kama huncha. Losh zez zez oto davar. You're hungry, right? So you can either eat meat or you can eat a fish. Is meat and fish the same thing? No, but if you eat fish, you won't be hungry, and if you eat meat, you won't be hungry. Kluta kemisha huncha. You got the two ways? A person takes diet pills, okay?
What pills?
Diet pills. A diet pill. He takes the diet pills, it's like he ate. But he eats, right? Or this shot is, a person ate fish, it's like he ate meat. What's that? Fish is not meat, meat is not fish, but it's just...
But it's food.
Did the same thing.
It's the same ingredient.
I was looking for the mashal, I couldn't figure out. What would be the best example?
No mashal, that's not the word.
Now you got it?
Yes.
Meaning. That's on the tzad of the achronim.
Because by doing kluta like you did the huncha.
No. Klut is good enough, like someone who did huncha. Not klut is huncha, and not huncha is kluta. But the same way, if a person did hanacha, he did something that's mechayivim. If he did kluta, which one did you learn?
Not
two. Substitute. This is like this. Fish is like meat, but it's not the same thing. Fish is not meat, no, it's not the same thing. This is tzad number one in the achrei. That's the answer. Ma'u ha'shtei dinim? The shtei dinim is, A, is it only that you don't need hanacha? And then there's two ways to learn the Gemara. And then there's a second way that the achreinim want to say is, k'misa huncha. It's what? The ground. Yeah? And then there's two ways to learn the Gemara again. Who? We'll just get there. That's one of the Parshas Kash. We're going to get there. Huh? Something travels through midair. The Kiva said that's called Haitzah. The Kiva holds that's Haitzah. Now, why is that called Haitzah? So either the Kiva learns you don't need it to be on the floor before. So then why does the Gemara compare it to on the floor if you don't have to be on the floor? What's the Mashal then? Stop, I'm giving Mashal. You know the Gemara? Kluta Kamisa Shamar Shabbos. You should say that. Kluta Kamisa Achal Shachal Glida Beyond Risha. What do you want? Who said this about? Who said this about Lachal Adach at all? What are you comparing it to? The answer is, A, because we thought, or there's got to be some kind of a din of hanacha, and this is, to me, the person who din who did hanacha. Or maybe, to me, means, it's not the same mitzvah, but it's the same thing that you're chayiv. Meaning, Kimosh Adam Ochel Basar, Adam Ochel Dag, Shnem Achlu Baruchat Boker, Posh Shnem Hotziyu. Not yet. I don't even want to get there yet. I just want to know the case. Kluto Kimi Shehuncha. Mid-air, as if. As if what? In Halacha? As if meaning Lagabi the Hoytza. That's Tzad 1. There's a second Tzad of the Achronim. That when it says Kluta, what is it? Kluta is? It's Munach HaLakarka. And when there's Munach HaLakarka, then I'm going to show you there's two ways to learn the Gemara also. Is it Kemunach HaLakarka? Indeed. Or it's Kemunach HaLakarka? Mamash.
In reality.
In reality. Now, let's see. Mahu Meduik Belasha in Harach. Umadi Aknu Belasha Nagimara. So the Lasha Gemara Kimi, I just told you, right? The Kimi we have to learn is what? We don't know how to learn. Either Kimi is in Din, or Kimi is in what? As if you did it. Or Kimi has to mean Mamash Kimi, no? Madi Aknu Belasha Harach. If you take a look, the Rach and Hamsi Rashi Gittin also, but I want you to show you on the blot. I'd rather teach you on the blot. Read the Rach. Go ahead. Tell us Rosh Hashiva. No? Yes, one second. Let's just read the Rach and then I'll be with you. Okay, what does the Rach say? Come. First do the Rach. Come here. Here. No psikum. Here. Parshat Ani. No, go ahead. On the base. It starts from the base. Psita Ani. No, Pashad Ani Yashadi Lutnim, Akim Anachal Dalit. So what does he say? Kluta the Avir? Kimi? No, tells Rashiva?
Kimi? Karka Damir.
Shahuncha?
Karka?
Karka
Damir.
Din in the Karka. Puts in the word. When you say, when the Gemara says Kluta Kamisa Huncha, it doesn't mean Huncha in Halacha, it says it's Kamisa Huncha Bekarka. What's the Damya? I want to show you a very pelvic Rambam. Yeah. Problem with this, Rashi. We brought it that way. He brings simple. Either it's ears good enough, or it's like on the ground. Yes. We have a problem. You know why? Because we still have to learn the Gemara. See, Prima Garden is past the Gemara, but we're in the Gemara. So how do we read? We have to be simple people. When we read Kluta, the word Kimi, what does the word Kimi mean? That's why we have to say, wait a second. Achronim tell us, either you don't need, or you do need. Now, if you don't need, then what's the Kimi? Gershon, listen, I'm telling you, you'll have more if you listen to me. You'll get to the Torah, I promise you.
Rebbe said your Torah, but is that what Rosh said?
That's what I'm trying to explain to you. Listen to me. Why don't you listen to me for a second? Could you listen to me? All I'm telling you is that there is a Rosh Yosef, and a Chazon Ish, and an Avinash, and everybody, that says Kluta Kishmish Hunche has to be understood either that you don't need Hanacha, or that you do need Hanacha. Okay. Now, what do? I want to read with you the Gemara. I'm not interested in the Rosh Yosef. I don't care. Rosh Yosef is not my grandfather. I don't have to learn the Rosh Yosef. I have to learn the Gemara. That's what we're here for. So I'm reading with you a Gemara. Kluta Kimi. What does Kimi mean? So I know that it's out there, Tutsdadim, so I have to know what the Kimi means. Either Kimi means in Din, because there is no Hanalacha of Hanacha. But it's funny, right? There's no Din Hanacha, so why would you say Kimi? I guess, like what other people, like, well, you Rabbanan say there's a Din Hanacha, I'm telling you that this is in Din like Hanacha. Or he holds there is Hanacha. But he holds Kluta is good enough. Even though you don't have a hanoch, as if you had an hanoch. Because when you say as if, it takes me place. Next. The other side of the achrayim is that kluta means that it is kimuna chalakarka. Well, for whatever reason, we'll get to later, but it's kimuna chalakarka. Then let's read now again. Kimi, shuhuna. Oh, that's nice now, right? That's beautiful. According to the tzad that's on the ground, now I understand why the Gemara says kluta. Kimi shahuncha, right? Because it's like it's on the ground. Very nice. I show you the rachsins clearly. Kluta, kimi shahuncha, bikarka.
Huh?
Who? This is the two the tzad sheni that it's called kimuncha lakarka. You have it here in the Rach. It's not pshat, it's as if there's a din hanacha here. No, there is hanacha here. It's a la karka. Right. So I'm telling you, where do you, the Rach, the word to the sheet of this second. Right. You see it in the Rach. And the Rach says clearly, what? Karka. Yeah, you with me so far? Okay. Now, the only thing is, what is the word damya? Again, Damya. Wait, you know, the Kimi I got over with. Okay, I was able to survive it. Now, what do you do with the Kimi, Shikluta, then what's now Damya? Meaning, even after. Oh, so I'm telling you, because even after you learn that it's a la karka, is it mamish a la karka? Or that's the din as if it was a la karka? So this is where I show you an open Pirush Mishnayos for Rambam in Hilchos Tum and Taira. When there's something which is going over Tumah, Rabbi Akiva says in the Mishnah Tame, says the Rambam, why? Because Rabbi Akiva is Lashita, say, Kluta Kamisha Huncha. The mail is as if it touched the Davra Tame. Thank God.
But there is no
mistake.
Yeah. But
in all the yeshivas they bring this right, famous Rambam.
Now,
even in the Karka, we have to curse that we don't know. But the Lashon of the Gemara is Damya.
I think
what do you mean two Svaros? Exactly. How the first also? We don't know this. He just says it's on the Karka. You could say. You could say even after the Karka it's Kimi. And that's the Damya. The Rambam comes along and learns from Akiva. You say it over, they'll jump in the Yeshiva. It's beautiful. Yeah? In Hilchos, it's before Shemist. I bring you the mist. You see? Here. Ma diaknu, ma medui belashon harach, and the answer is karka. And what's the lashon gemara kimi? Fine. Now, chakarnu ala tzad, shahave kuhunach ala karka, imageder vabiu kuhunach mamash. Oy loy. Ma diaknu ma gemara, the answer is damyo. What is the damyo at the end now? So even if you want to say it's kimunach al karka, why is more saying damyo? Marai shevanu meram pirush mishnayis nesechtes para peirik yud mishnehei beinyan misenato v'lagin vehevira gabi davar tame. He took a thing and he lagin is a certain type of wood cave. Put it over a So Rekiva says clearly, Mitam, it says the Rambam Pirush Mishnah, and Rekiva says, because Kluta can be Shulimcha. Because since it went over the Dover Tame, it's like it's on the floor. Since it's on the floor, touch the Dover Tame. There's no oil. It has to have a certain amount. For it to be oil, it has to be a certain amount. Rabbanan over there say you putter. It's only Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says you're oil. But everybody wants it. What's Rabbi Kiva talking about? It says Rabbanan because Rabbi Kiva is this Gemara. A kluta kamisha hunch when it goes through the ears, kamisha huncha.
Do
you see that it's mamish that it touches? It became tummy because of it. It's called as if it touches. It caught. The Rambam can't go in with the food. It's you don't need it to be on the ground. B, it's good enough. Okay, I'm sorry, let's do it this way. Ready? A, B, and C. A, in din, it's the same thing. Makes no difference. Meaning?
Like it's on the ground.
Who says it has to be on the ground?
Like it's on the ground.
No, there's no reason for it to be on the ground. Exactly. What the pshat is, it's as if. Meaning, it takes the place. Let's say a guy drinks coffee, right? Did he break his fist? Yeah, because drinking and eating is two ways of eating, right? There's drink and eat. There's klut and there's hanacha. Or the pshat is no, it's on the ground. Doina, meaning it's only that it's as if it's on the ground, or it literally as if it touched the ground. Right. Exactly. Is that all of the klal not on the ground? Exactly. Meaning this and this is the same. We don't need it to be on the ground.
Like on the ground.
Right. Whatever it is, for Haitza, Kluta, and Hunach will be the same type of Haitza. It's on the ground. Lagabi, we look at it that way. And C, or D is, it's on the ground. The rock just tells me ground. Now we have to know ground meaning dome, like the lush of the Gemara, or the rock is three, but we don't know after the rock. Maybe there's a four. It's mamash on the ground. That's where the Rambam Pirush Mishnah comes in. The lush of the Gemara. But you see that the Rambam doesn't learn like that. You see that the Rambam learns the Rabbi Kiva that it's as if he touched the Tavat Tavat. Unbelievable. We're going to explain it. Mihal from the Gemara. In Svara. What's the Svara? We're going to talk about it. Okay, now. We'll talk. Now. Sh'almu l'istabaknu. What's another two? Together, klucha kamisha huncha, shlamai shloi hunach, shlamati kamunach. The Rambam is a davar shapel. How can you talk about something that's a mid ear and say that it touched it?
No, it didn't touch.
It
was right.
Touch.
No, it's
mamash.
Look at it as if it's
touched. But the Rambam says it becomes tameh.
It becomes tameh, so it's mamash.
I think she said it gave the dinner.
What's the problem? Once we say we look at it, What's the problem?
The Rambam over there. I think she said medium and it's tameh.
Yeah, but the Rambam what?
Why can't you say over there and make it
medium? Where would it come from? Why don't you make it up?
What's the problem? I don't understand what's the question. Once we said we look at it, like,
we are a people of normality. When we say yes, it means yes, and we say no, it means no. Kluta is not munach, and munach is not kluta. Don't come and tell me kluta is kamisha hunach.
No, but once we look at it in reality, so one second, so then the whole thing is
going to make. Right.
That's exactly
the right. It's a joke, whatever. It wouldn't come from anywhere, don't you understand? How can we be regarding Torah? Why would we keep it safe? See, by his tzai, I hear the chesed because it was yatsa, it went out. By tzai, it can make sense. By tumah, it doesn't make sense. It has to touch it to become tummy. Tummy is not the ear. That's not. Olive oil. Chatzisho. Tumah is not. It's 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 not. Akiva is trying in Hilchos Tumma to say it. Before a Kufa can be to
okay,
then I can see they could come and say, okay, I'm a Kufa. It's a Kiddush.
In the Kralim of Tumma.
See, but who says it's Ayman to fall? The case is through the court. What's Ayman? Ayman to fall is different for you. Whatever is Ayman to fall, this is flying through. Okay. So let me tell you what. If you look, there's a Tysis on Amid Bet here. Lini and Zairi Chayfet Lamala Miyud. What is the Gemara? The Gemara wants to know what's the case. He was Zorak Lamata Miyud. The Gemara Mabay says he was Zorak what? Lamata. And then the Gemara says, who says maybe it's Lamala? There's a whole thing. So in Tysis, Tysis is like this. Lini and Zorak Chayfet Lamala Miyud. The Hashiva Kemuna Mamakim Tur. The Tysis has a problem. He doesn't know how could ever be a Zorak Chayfet Lamala Miyud. He should be Chayiv. Preclude the Kamisha Hunchet to Makam Tur.
Yeah, but
that's his kasha.
Lamala.
Oh, we'll soon see. Give me a minute. The Gemara says that what's the case of Zorak? So Gemara throws Lamata, and the Sugya is close to Kamisha Hunchet, right? Then the Gemara says, no, maybe it's Lamala also. Maybe it could be on top of 10 too. So Taisa says, how can it be Lamata? How can you talk about Lamala Miyud?
It's Makam
Tur. Give it to Makam Tur. Huh? Oh! I'm afraid that all Taisa is, once you roll whole sleep, it can be Shalomcha.
That's it.
Come, Dabney Mason.
Because
there's no season Makam Tur. According to Akiva, this is Taisa, right? Come along, Dabney Mason.
Huh?
What? Says, well, what are you talking about? If you hold Kluta, Kamisha Hunchos, Evan Amakam Tur, what are you talking about?
Yeah. I told Rabbi Akiva, there is no more Amakam Tur.
No, and I'm a Khanami.
How would we say that it's Mushit is the Malim Yud also Chayef? Why?
I didn't see that's the Gemara. They must try to prove
the Gemara, but Mushit Chayef, why? The Malim Yud?
Yeah, because the Vardas, we don't look at the Malim Yud. Zorak and Maish is different because it was in your hand all the time. Your hand is not called the Malkut Tur. It's not Klut.
Not Mushit.
That's Maish. Zorak, me Maish. But Zorak was a case of Malkut Tur. That's Tyson's passion. Comes along Davni Nathan. Here, come. You know what you see from this Tyson? Clearly, that Kluta is not Kamisha Hunt for the Karkadami.
Why?